Let's see if this works. It's 6:05. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Yet another Monday. Well, that's what it is. Yet another Monday. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. I believe the amazing Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First is joining us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I may give you a bunch of short answers today because I'm starting to lose my voice, brother.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because the Giants scored 3 points against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's another reason. I'm going to sit here and protest.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Hey, you had my buddy Caroline Leavitt on this morning. Boy, she was great.
New Hampshire's own Caroline Leavitt.
Yes.
You know, spent a little time up there in New Hampshire, so we always talk the great Granite State whenever she's in. But yeah, she says 2 more weeks, and here we go.
2 more weeks is right. So you said something during that interview, and I swore I was going to remember it, and now I've forgotten. But it was an alliteration about voters. Do you recall what it was?
I usually need to do those things purposefully, so I don't.
Well, it's okay, then. We won't worry about it then, because I don't recall either. Maybe I'll think about it while we're talking this morning. Maybe the sound of your mellifluous voice will jar my memory. How's that?
Let's bring it hard, brother. Bring it hard.
So, what are you thinking? I know you're an anchor. I know you're a journalist, but obviously you're also an American. You have an opinion. President Trump yesterday serving fries and working the drive-through at a Pennsylvania McDonald's. What are your thoughts?
I like it. I mean, I think it's a good optic, and it really does put the pressure on Kamala, I think, to be like, here is exactly when I was at the McDonald's in Alameda or wherever it is. Here are my records from that time. Here is all the information that I have proving that I did that. Because, you know, look, we all know as a kid Donald Trump wasn't doing that, but he did it yesterday.
Right.
So if Kamala is sitting here saying she worked her way up through the fryers of McDonald's in California, prove it.
Well, you would think so, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but since I am not trustworthy, I am not trusting of our government, I have all my tax returns going back to my very first paycheck when the first time I read to file a tax return. So I have all of that, which means I have all my W-2s, which I could very easily just show, black out your Social Security number, black out the wages, or show the wages, whatever you want to do. But I could do that, and it just seems odd to me that someone as ambitious as she is and was, that she would not have held on to that as a calling card of, look at me, I'm just like you.
Exactly. I think that's a great point, but, you know, kill me, just before we went on, was like, does anybody remember her there? Like, a manager or something like that come out and say, like, oh, yeah, I was there. She was awesome. Or, you know, she was fine. She didn't really make a dent. Somebody saying something. Somebody saying something.
Well, you would think so. I mean, look, I'm going to go down the sexist route. She's a reasonably attractive woman. She was reasonably attractive as a young woman. If someone that attractive was working there, you would probably remember her as a young man.
Exactly, and that's another good point. Who are those people, though? Who are those people? Where are they? Why aren't they speaking? This is simple stuff. This isn't quantum physics. This is, did so-and-so work at a McDonald's?
Well, it was interesting. You know, I read all kinds of newspapers, as you and I have talked about before, one of which is the Washington Post. Their op-ed page is, they should rename it. Instead of op-ed, it should say, I hate Trump page. One of the op-eds is that Trump worked at McDonald's yesterday because Harris worked there, but she can't prove it. So Donald Trump says that means it didn't happen. Well, you know, for a lot of people, if you can't prove something you say, it probably didn't happen. That's kind of how America works.
Did you say America?
I said America. Yeah, America. America.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. America. In America, we expect things. And when you say something, you know. I don't know. Let me ask you this, and if you don't want to answer it, no big deal. But, you know, this started off with the Joy campaign, that she was full of joy and whatever. It seems like she has transitioned from joy to spite, envy, meanness, and outright hatred. But it just might be me. What do you think?
Well, and also there's a lot of lies. I mean, this, you notice the media all got the memo that, like, hey, it's time to start talking and saying Donald Trump has dementia. Like, that's the news. Like, and he's exhausted. He doesn't do anything. Meantime, like, he's literally, every time you turn on your TV yesterday, for example, let's just use yesterday as an example, the day of rest, if you will, he's out doing something different.
Yes.
Right? Like, fries, Jets, Steelers, you know, this rally, that's not an exhausted person.
No, that's not an exhausted person. But again, I've said this for over two decades on these airwaves. Whatever they accuse us of, they are already doing or have done. Well, we know that Joe is suffering from a mental decline. So now they want to project that onto to Donald Trump without ever having any accountability for the fact that they allowed Joe to be president of the United States of America in a mentally diminished capacity. Everyone knows it. Everyone sees it. And yet they lied to us about it and said, oh, how strong he was. He could run circles around the rest of us and blah, 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 blah. I can tell you this. Maybe he could run circles around the rest of us. He couldn't run them around me.
There you go. You just served him. You served him.
Yeah, it's just so crazy, the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing is just so nuts, Todd. It's gotten to the point of absurdity. She is offering nothing. And now they're really going after black men. Have you seen that? Have you seen the new commercial where the 6'5", I don't swing that way, but I can say a man's a good-looking man. A 6'5", good-looking man making six figures. Girls are really interested in him, and then all of a sudden he has no plan to vote for Kamala, and they're like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. What was that all about?
Did you just do the 6'5 finance thing that made the rounds this summer?
Yeah, I did.
Are you becoming a social media star? Like Megan Bonney?
Yeah.
I think that's smart. You've always wanted to do that. You told me.
I have.
You want to become a pretty young Instagram influencer.
I do. You know, they're making lots of money, man, and they don't do anything. So how good is that? We work hard around here, just like you work hard at your job to make good money, but they don't do anything, and they make good money. Why not?
Are you excited for the world?
What's that?
Are you excited for the World Series?
I am very much excited. You know, this is old school baseball. The Yankees and the Dodgers, how good is that?
It's awesome. You know, as a Yankees fan, I'm excited. As a former Dodgers season ticket holder, though, it's going to be weird. You know, I wanted this out there, the Dodgers to win a World Series, not against the Yankees. But, of course, now they play the freaking Yankees. And but I got to stay with, you know, how you're born. You always start with how you're born, right? I was born.
You were born a poor black child, and you jumped up and down when the phone book came to town, right?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how I was born, baby.
Now, you know what that's from, right? You do know, or are you too young for that?
Yes. Yes.
That's from the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin claimed to be born a poor black child, but he got excited when the phone book was delivered.
My wife, also a fan of Steve Martin movies, which is weird. That's just so that we transcend. Father of the Bride, my wife's like favorite movie.
That's a good movie. I agree. You know, it's interesting. And, you know, I mean, he's done a whole lot of stuff. He did one with Goldie Hawn, which was very charming. It was a rom-com, but it was very charming. And then he did, the one with Queen Latifah. I can't think of the name of that one. But that was a Bringing Down the House. That was a really fun one, too. Fun one. Very fun one. Yeah, you know, the baseball, the World Series, it features arguably the two biggest stars in the game. Aaron Judge for the Yankees. Shohei, however you pronounce his name, Ohtani. How's that? Ohtani.
Go ahead. Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani. I mean, the two biggest stars in the game, there's no doubt about that, both having monster seasons. and their teams are in the World Series. That's the way it's supposed to be in my mind. And yeah, it's exciting. I love baseball. I just absolutely love baseball, no doubt.
What else you got for me? I'm struggling here, brother.
Well,
I'm having trouble.
Oh, there's a lot to get to. There's a whole lot to get to here. let me ask you this. From a journalistic standpoint, are there concerns in your mind, real concerns, not fake concerns, but real concerns, about whether the people devastated by Hurricane Helene in North Carolina in particular will be afforded the ability to vote? Because we have we promoted a couple of convoys that have been down there and on their way back, if they're not back yet. They took down massive amounts of supplies, and the reports back have been unbelievable devastation. Whatever you think the devastation is, it ain't nothing compared to seeing it. Do you think the people who have lost everything will not be allowed to lose their voice down there?
I mean, that is a concern, and we've had lots of people on our show talking about this, and I haven't heard from one of them that, hey, everything is going to be good. We're all good. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. The fact that we don't have that underscores, I think, the concern, because usually you can at least fly. You know, you'll hear some kind of, like, you know, fake positivity. Nobody's even giving that. And that is worrisome. And so, look, I think what you saw over the weekend, you saw definitely a lot of people sort of defying their reality to get out there and vote. But that's not everybody who is enfranchised. And under our laws, everybody who has the right to vote needs to be able to vote. And they have to figure out a way. And to your point, I don't know if they are. To your other point, I have heard the same thing. You know, no matter how bad you think it is a gazillion times worse, and that is being repeated over and over again. So you combine these two, whose responsibility ultimately is that? It's the federal government, right?
Well, you would think so, right?
But what's their incentive? This is not Trump country, right? This is Trump country,
right? Yeah.
So what's their incentive to increase voter turnout in Trump country? The machine that wants Kamala Harris?
Well, if you listen to her, she cares about every single American and their rights and making sure their rights and justice is served. I mean, that's what she tells us all the time. So you would think she'd be doing everything she could. She'd be down in the area demonstrating her skills as a leader, marshaling resources to make sure not only do these people get back on their feet, but the sacred right to vote is not taken from them because of a natural disaster they had nothing to do with. But I haven't seen her around since she said they were going to give $750 to people, but didn't say that it was a loan, didn't say you had to apply for it, and didn't say you could be denied for it.
Yeah, again, government doesn't move fast. But in this instance, I actually fully expect them to move extra slow.
Yeah. You know, the funny part of that $750 is, and you may have seen this, but people are saying they were denied the ability to access the $750 because they could not produce a photo ID.
Oh,
which
no way.
I just thought that was unbelievable.
The photo ID for that, but, you know, for, you know, voting and entering the country and all that other stuff. Nah, we don't need that.
We don't need no stinking ID. Say hello to my little friend.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know what's going on here, honest to God. I'm 60. I'll be 63 in January. I have lived a wonderful life. I've had hardship, and I've had great joys, and I've lived the full life experience here, and I'm grateful to God that I was born on the soil of this land. But I don't know if we don't get a hold of ourselves that future generations will be able to say what I just said. Because it has gotten to a point where if you don't have some money in your pocket that you will give to a politician, or you can't marshal a voter block for them, they don't care who you are, they don't care where you live, they don't care what happens to you. I think the massive appeal of Donald Trump, and I don't pray for elections normally, but I will tell you, I have prayed for the outcome of this election. I just can't understand how Trump survives two potential assassination attempts and is still standing, and we would hand the reins of this country over to someone with the character and the intellectual capacity of this woman. And I know that sounds awful, but she, you know, I'm only judging that by her actions, by her words. I'm not judging it based on anything else. I don't care if she's a woman or not. I said the other day, Sarah Huckabee Sanders put out a wonderful video on X talking about how Arkansas has really made leaps and bounds from an educational standpoint with the changes they have made through her leadership as governor. And I put out on X, I copied the video and sent it around and said, this is a person I would vote for in a heartbeat. I hope she's the future president some way down the road. She's kind, she's fierce, she's courageous, and she's intelligent. How do I know those things? By watching her work, listening to her words, seeing her actions. I don't see it from the other person.
What do you think is going to happen 2 weeks from now?
I'm running seven maps. I think I told you that. There are two where she could win. One is 270 to 268, which is a horrible outcome no matter who wins, Trump or her. The other for her is 272 to 266. But I have five maps that show him winning. And they go 302, the top three are 302, 311, and 332. I do believe he is going to crack the blue wall again, and he's going to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I believe that. I'm talking to people on the grounds. I'm seeing internal polls, and I believe he is going to break down that blue wall again, which is what they call it. I don't know why, but they do. And he wins those three states. I'm a little concerned about North Carolina because I don't see Governor Roy Cooper or President Joe Biden doing anything to help those people make sure their voice is heard. And we now have people on the ground down there. This isn't just hearsay. I've got people on the ground down there, and they're telling me this. So I'm a little concerned about North Carolina. Not that he would lose it under normal circumstances, but if a whole bunch of people don't get to vote and they're his people, well, you can do that math. I think he wins Arizona and Georgia handily. I think he's going to win Nevada.
Okay. I share your concern for North Carolina, too. I do.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't get it, because the people I know in North Carolina are not the people I know from Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, but nevertheless.
And they are very hardy people. You know, as a young man, I spent a lot of time in Western North Carolina. One of the towns that got hit hard was the town of Silva. We spent a lot of summers down there and, you know, over in Asheville and all that area, the Maggie Valley area, which is so glorious, so beautiful, and part of the Great Smoky Mountains. We spent a lot of time down there. I know those people. They're very hardy people. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're trapped on a mountain somewhere and you can't get down, you got a wife and a child or a couple of kids or maybe four or five kids, you know, you're in a mess. And right now, right at that moment, you're worried about their safety, not your ability to vote. So I wish Governor Roy Cooper was doing more. I wish President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris were doing more. At this moment, they are not.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, what would you say? I was curious. I thought about you yesterday when I was watching the games and I saw that Trump was serving fries. What would you say to the president if you had gone through the McDonald's drive-thru with your two girls and he served you whatever it was he served you? What would you have said to him?
I'd ask him for more sauces and see what he said. The window into his soul.
Well, only if you got nuggets. He wouldn't give you sauces if you didn't get nuggets.
So he's going to enforce the border based upon that logic?
No. I'm just saying he would give you sauces if you asked for them, but he wouldn't provide you with sauces initially unless you ordered nuggets. You don't put those sauces on hamburgers, do you?
What if I want to?
Well, you can. You're a free American, Todd. I support your right to put nugget sauces on hamburgers. In fact, I will defend your right to do that.
All right. Make it happen.
Yeah, but what would you say to him besides sauces?
In my personal capacity?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I just want to eat at that point. So part of me really wouldn't care. If I'm in non-work mode, I don't really want to hang out. I just want to get my food and curl up into my ball. But if I'm in work mode, obviously I'm going through a lot of stuff and asking them a bunch of questions and, you know, doing my job. But Todd Pyro personal mode? Nah, nothing.
One of the people that came through, she was so excited to see the president, and she said, "Mr. President, please don't let this country become Brazil. I'm from Brazil." And he said, "No, we're not going to. We're going to make it even greater." I thought it was a good exchange.
What would you say?
What would I say? I would say to him, thank you. And I have done, just so you know, I don't know him, but I've met him 5 or 6 times, probably spent a total of 15 minutes with him. But I would thank him for leaving the luxury and comfort of the personal life that he has to try to bring this country back from the socialist. I would thank him for that.
All right.
I like to thank people, you know, like I thank you for being on every week with us. I had a chance to see Peter Frampton a number of years ago here in Maine. And, I said to him, I just want you to know how grateful I am to you for the music that you've provided. I've played your album, Frampton Comes Alive, 1,000 times if I played it once. And my family knows every word of your music. You've brought great joy to our family. Thank you. And he said, let's take a picture. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want an autograph. I just wanted to thank you. I'd like to thank people who've made a difference, like you've made a difference for me.
Well, right now I got to make a difference for my voice.
Yes, and you probably have a Fox and Friends hit, don't you?
No, I got nothing. So I'm going to sit in my office and rest my voice here.
Well, you know what the remedy for that is? Basil, honey, and a shot of whiskey all mixed together, and that'll take care of your throat problems.
Done.
Todd Pyro, we're grateful for you, man. We always appreciate you and appreciate you being on. Look forward to next Monday as we get a little closer to this craziness ending.
And I'll have my voice back next week, I promise.
Yeah, and you'll probably be cheering for the Giants again because, like me, you love your teams no matter what happens.
They make me so sad. Go Yankees.
Todd, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Peace.
627. ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email